Episode of the Phase Rocker Podcast, the official Rocket Jump Podcast. I'm your host, Benji Dolly, and today's episode, number 96, sees the return of co-founders Freddie Wong, Matt Arnold, and Des Dolly as they sit and talk with VGHS co-writer and senior staff writer Will Campos about some about Rocket Jump's upcoming slate of productions this year, what they're excited about toy-wise this holiday season, which ties into next week's episode, as well as, you guessed it, Rocket Jump, the show premiering December 2nd on Hulu. We're really excited about it. The full-length trailer is out now. Go check it out on our YouTube channel. It's awesome. We think it'll get you excited about the show. We know we are, and we hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Until then, and come see you soon.
Welcome everybody to Face Rocker Podcast number 96. Man, we
almost at the centennial.
I know, and we find ourselves here due to scheduling all over this building in our lobby,
in front of our very attractive lit sign, which we had made.
So this is cool.
Our lobby, which nobody uses to come into the building because all of the entrances
you know
are
what?
On the side.
John Salmon just
actually, John Salmon just walked in here. I tend to park right in the front door so I can walk in through the lobby.
Yeah.
I
you enjoy, can be like, I own this place. Yeah.
I enjoy walking through my lobby and going, eh, this is pretty cool.
There's
happy
a,
to work
there's
here.
A Ghostbuster-style Brooklyn secretary right around the corner. Yeah. Welcome, Mr. Dolly.
and he calls Janine.
She buzzes.
Type
she,
something. We're paying you by the hour.
She buzzes. You know, buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah, but well, man, what do we got going on? First of all, let's do a little quick overview of what's going on around
well,
the old company.
I know we're all backed up today because we were filming the last scene of the second to last this week at Rocket Jump.
Yep.
Which actually, we're recording this today is what, Wednesday, November 18th?
Yep.
That video will
it's
have been
today.
Up today before yeah. you, a couple days before you hear this podcast.
We had John refilm or do a different version of the last scene.
It's called the Exorcism.
The Exorcism of Charles Barkley.
Of Charles Barkley.
And
yes.
Also, to be clear, this
producers strongly advise that no one under 17 be admitted to see The Exorcism of Charles Barkley.
Just remind yourself, it's only
it's
a movie.
It's just a movie. It's just a movie.
It's a weird one. It's good though.
It's spooky.
And to be clear, this week at Rocket Jump is ending. John Carman's tenure at the helm of this week at Rocket Jump is ending.
Yeah.
We're going to keep doing that.
His illustrious reign is coming to its close.
I mean, just after the whole Destiny thing, we just had to fire him. Like, John Carman's just gone.
He's
just
what happened gone. In Destiny? What?
There's a whole Destiny podcast that we had John Carman on here, and we just did nothing but essentially make fun of him.
Character
he's such a bad
assassination. The
yeah. And then it's funny because John's like, God, everybody's going to think I'm an idiot. I mean, if they're like, no, don't you understand? We're the bullies. Everybody's going to side with
no,
you.
No, John, you are an idiot.
And then that's what happened. Everybody on the podcast was like, man, Freddie was so mean to John.
Yeah. We should probably also...
Wait, we didn't fire John, just to clarify.
No,
John has
is,
to go on
John
to do
is
bigger,
not
better
fired. John is uploading his second
John's
to last
moving
episode.
Up to a farm upstate. He's going to have a lot of room to roam around.
The very last This Week at Rocket Jump, the epic finale,
yeah.
premieres next Wednesday.
It's
I don't know what the
exciting.
Date is. The day before
it's,
Thanksgiving.
It's ball pit level. I'll
yeah,
say that.
Yeah.
John
insane.
Did ball pit, which is one of my favorite videos
yeah.
we did this year. And this is like ball pit part two yeah. in terms yeah. of how insane it is.
It's pretty insane.
Yeah.
No, it's just we got big plans for John. He wants to do some big stuff, and he doesn't need to keep doing this. We got Rocket Jump.
So well, we got
excited.
Big plans overall, I think. For
do we?
What's going on? Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Well, look.
You run this company, Jesus Christ.
I thought we were done after the lobby. I thought it was like, we got the lobby.
Yeah, we
got
the
lobby. Do we?
No, we should probably throw out an apology if the sound is a little reverberant, because we are filming in the lobby, but that's just because we're so damn busy. There are people filming in every
There's
corner
every
of the building.
Available Rocket Jump
yeah.
orifice is stuffed with production
oh,
right now.
Really? Orifice? You
to well, you had to get gross with it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, film school is in the usual shooting space. They're doing a lot of stuff in preparation for the upcoming Hulu show.
Yep.
Which is, again, coming out December 2nd on Hulu.
On Hulu.
And the shorts. Oh, the
trailer.
Trailer
drops soon.
Trailer drops maybe by the time you even
if
hear
you,
this.
Are
if,
we going to do one of those? I mean, but we are we going to do one of those like same day things so you can clicky click right from the trailer to
no,
the show?
No, like the trailer's
going
to be up late.
It's going to be a what? Oh,
it's
okay.
going up now?
It's going up as soon as possible, and
okay,
then it'll
cool.
be about 2 weeks until the show comes out.
Wow. Yeah. You know, and if you have Hulu right now, you may have seen that that teaser.
Little teaser.
That little Rocket Jump teaser.
Teaser's been kicking
if you're sick of seeing the teaser, consider upgrading to the Hulu ad-free ad-free subscription option.
The teaser-free subscription option.
Tell them Rocket Jump sent you.
It's going to be on Hulu, and it's also going to have a piece of it. You're going to be seeing some stuff on the YouTube channel as well. So for those of you who... Well, first of all, we're going to have like a... I think we're going to have the ability to... have a subscription, like a little bit of trial. You know, every one of these places has a trial offer, so you can give.
Yeah, we recognize the fact that some folks just don't have Hulu.
Yep,
but so we're gonna hook it up.
We're taking care of you. There's gonna be a string of good stuff coming out on the YouTube channel, which is gonna roll into next year, which is gonna roll into shorts.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, even on this, like when we talk about this week at Rocket Jump, that's because after the Hulu show, and we flow into next year, kind of Rocket Jump's kind of coming back in a big way, you know. We got Benji, Darnell, and Holland, which you guys all know, doing a whole lot of stuff.
Even watching the Twitch stream, they've definitely
they're kind of taking over behind the scenes. And this week at Rocket Jump and Twitch
stream has been a total blast, by the way. So if you're a fan, listener, viewer of the podcast, you guys should also check out their Twitch stream,
which is at twitch.tv/rocketjump.
A lot more regular, consistent stuff coming out in kind of that kind of stuff. But then as well, we got the shorts team. Which is continuing.
Wait, what? Everyone's going, what does that mean?
They did Shorts Team on a podcast last week, didn't they?
Did
that come out?
We didn't mention it. So we haven't really talked about Shorts Team, but we need to start introducing what this is. And that is, everybody's like, hey, where are the Rocket Jump shorts? And it's like, well, we're busy doing the show. We're busy working on our next project. You guys are busy working on the next project. We're not legally allowed to say the name anymore, even though we're
already finally almost finished writing
a sci-fi show that coming out soon.
Yes. Exactly. The sci-fi show that you guys all know what we're talking about, but we can't
legally
say.
It's coming out next year. Not soon. Next year, but we'll be filming it soon.
Well, Benji, if I say the name of it, will you bleep it? Will you bleep it? Like, will it be like I said, it's called, and then like a beep. It's called...
Wow. What are you saying?
Stop. Benji's getting pissed at you because he's got to add all these bleeps in. No more bleeps.
Sorry.
All right, we won't say...
God damn it, Matt.
So we got
sorry,
that one.
Benji.
Just three beeps. Just three beeps. All you have to do is beep three times.
You're such a dick.
So we have, by the short team. Sorry. So we're doing, again, we don't have the ability or the time to essentially.
Well, no,
just
hold on.
Beep
back
beep
up. We tried. Three seasons of Video Game High School, we tried to
we tried
do
a few times.
Shorts.
Like I said, we don't have the ability. We are not capable. We just got bad.
We did not have the abilities, capabilities.
It took 3 years of failure for us to figure out that it's really difficult to do a show of any scale plus YouTube shorts at the same time. And I think, you know, it's funny because I was even just talking to a whole bunch of other sort of YouTube folks. Everyone kind of is figuring that out at about the same time, you know? And, you know, talking to even like the Sam and Nico, you know, so Corridor Digital, and they're I don't know if I can say what they're doing, but they're off.
No, you can't say what they're
definitely
doing.
Definitely can't, but they're off right now doing I think actually if you follow their social media, you'll kind of have a sense of this, but
they're off doing a big project.
They're off doing a big project.
They're just Star Wars Episode 9.
That's right, yes. They are in fact.
Trevorrow's out, Sam and Nico are in.
I would pay to see that, actually.
I would actually watch the shit out of it.
I would rather that.
But they're off doing a big project. And, you know, just talking to them about also just sort of juggling, trying to do shorts at the same time. And it's hard.
Well, they've kind of even done it. They brought on Ren to kind of help and stuff.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is that we have the new generation or whatever of
the next generation.
What are the next Matt, Des, and Freddy's and Will's?
Yeah.
Those here. And what does that look like? And the team, so we got, you know, what are five people who can make incredible shorts that are their own, but still kind of in like the old Rocket Jump style, but with their own sort of voice that's, you know, action, comedy, and all that sort of stuff. And can we say who the team is? Let's say who the team is.
I don't see why not.
Yeah, go for it.
So we have them here right now, boot camping.
Well, they're actually,
you know,
they're actually shooting some stuff.
They're shooting.
In the back,
they're doing a little boot camp, and we're seeing. We made them essentially. Well, we told them they were going to do one short this week.
Yep.
And they all are really busy because they don't really start till January. And when they came in, they pitched us 30 ideas, and then we said, "No, you guys are doing two shorts." And they worked all weekend. And then we made them. Now we made them essentially reshoot everything.
No. To be clear, they presented us some stuff. We saw a rough cut of two of the shorts yesterday. We didn't make them reshoot everything. We just said these are
suggestion.
The parts of it that
it was
are
a
not
suggestion.
Good.
It was a very strong suggestion that they reshoot everything. But it's good because they're getting to see kind of like what the process is and how, you know, how hard it is going to make a short every 2 weeks and all everything. But so obviously we got you know, some people that you've probably heard of coming to work at Rocket Jump. But we got Anthony Birch and Ashley Birch, the amazing sibling team. And then we got Jimmy Wong, which you may have heard of.
Yep.
Which is Jimmy Wong.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is now just going to...
Is he any relation to superstar Freddie Wong?
Frederick Wong?
Frederick Wong?
Yeah, of YouTube fame? Yes, he is. He's actually his brother.
What's a small world that they both work at the same company? Yeah. Wow, so I wonder how that happened.
Younger, crazy. Older brother.
So weird.
Jimmy's been so busy cleaning up prize packs and starring in other TV shows. I don't know how you guys lured him away to come be part of the shorts team.
Did you just give him a noogie or something? You just like put him in a head like, do the shorts team, Jimmy!
Wait, hold on. Introduce the rest of people. I want to do a quick Jimmy story.
Okay. And then we got Clint.
Clinton
the
Jones.
The man himself who's been here for a long time.
A.K.A. the Punisher.
Can't go better than that. And then the fifth person is Ellery Porterfield.
Key from VGHS.
Actor extraordinaire, but also very interested in directing and a writer himself.
Talented creator.
So that those five people are, I mean, frankly, like, I mean, I'm not going to say they're five times better than you, but they're at least 20 times better than you, Freddie. Like, there's a lot of talent there, and we look forward to the next year of shorts.
So they're going to be helming shorts with, you know, we're going to help them out. We're going to have a little supervision on it, but it's going to be their voice and their creativity coming out twice,
every two weeks,
starting next year. So shorts are coming back. As we've learned as we grow older, consistency is key.
Yeah, so we roll straight. There'll be eight of the big Hulu shorts coming out starting December 2nd and going into January, and then immediately from there, the shorts team shorts come out. So it'll be consistent content coming out on Rocket Jump, youtube.com/RocketJump, and RocketJump.com, and geocities.com/RocketJump.
So it's the Jimmy story.
Okay, so...
Let's get the dirt.
Okay, dude, I feel like I live in, like, a flop house. Like, I come home, and it's just like, Jimmy's just gone. I'm like, where's he this time? And I'm like, oh, he hasn't been in here for, like, 3 days. And I'll be like... Hey, I'll text him because like he'll still be texting me like questions and stuff. So I'm like, okay, he's in town. But then I realized no, he's not because he's on T-Mobile, so he's just using the text plan on T-Mobile, which allows you to text anywhere in the world, pretty much. And so I'm like, where are you? He's like, oh, I'm in Germany. It's like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm doing this thing for like a League of Legends show that I'm like hosting now.
You guys live together. You're siblings.
Every time
he is your only brother.
I mean, like if my sister went to Germany, I would find out.
You have
I would
no
know.
Idea.
No, literally, Jimmy knows everything about Freddie from me. Jimmy's like, hey, where's Freddie? What is he doing? I'm like, what? He went
you guys have an interesting
he's
relationship.
He's talking in Florida, and Jimmy's like, and then Jimmy always goes, Freddie doesn't tell me anything, and then he walks off.
He always
asks me where you are or
what was
what
the last time
doing?
You had Freddie and Jimmy on the podcast at the same time? That's what I want to know.
Done
I
don't
think
that
you guys, have you guys not done that yet at all?
We just need to lock you two in a room.
Wait, force you to talk to each other.
Yeah. No, we should put them here, and then whoever's on the other side just will not talk, because it'll be them just bickering for
referees. We need that to happen, for sure.
That's true. Wait, have we not done that?
No.
I guess not.
No.
I
mean, that is how crappy your relationship with your brother is, Freddie.
I mean,
he's literally outside 40 feet away from you.
I thought you were going to tell a different story, but I guess this is more of a Freddie story. But I was just thinking, I think both of us have essentially... I feel like we're both like 45-year-old men now. We're just giving up on life. But you more than anybody, like, you're not Jimmy's older brother. You're Jimmy's like 50-year-old grandpa who he's like forced to live with. Because we were playing Destiny, and we were playing Destiny, and Freddie was just there at home alone. And then he's like, I think Jimmy's coming back. And then all of a sudden Freddie's like, Jimmy just came back with like three girls, and I'm in my underwear. And know what? I don't give a shit. And then he's just like, they walked in. It's like, you're wearing your MeUndies.
I'm wearing my
which
MeUndies.
Are tight. So it's like,
here's
your junk is completely.
It's like three bold arrows pointing
at
the crotch.
I mean, it's a David. It's a sculpture. Like, there's nothing left of the imagination. It is just sitting there. And you're just like, you know what? I don't care. I'm not going to put pants on. It's my apartment. I don't care if Jimmy brought people over. He didn't tell me about it. And I know the whole time Jimmy's just sitting there with three girls. And he was playing Magic, by the way. Three girls.
Like a true ball.
How is there not a reality show of your life?
When Jimmy says, this is where the magic happens, he means this is where the magic happens.
He means it. This is embarrassing for both of you.
As he rolls out his padded mats,
he has to sit there as these three girls are just looking at you, like probably in a gross tan shirt, your legs exposed,
well, no,
your
here's
chunk
the best part.
Exposed. And he's just like, I'm sorry, my older brother just doesn't give a shit anymore. Like,
well,
he has problems.
Well, here's the best part about that, too. Is
like,
because,
no shame.
Well, because I'm playing Destiny, but I have the Sony headset on,
yeah,
which transmits all audio and chat audio to my ears, and we're raiding, which means a lot of communication is happening and needs to happen. So in my head, it sounds like a freaking war zone, and I'm shouting out commands to my bros to, you know, take cover or revive and to let everyone know my movements, firing, covering, reloading. To them, it's just a crazy guy in his underwear screaming in an empty, quiet room.
I think that's when you're a real adult. That's like the flip. That's like the flip switch.
Because
5 years ago, 5 years ago, four people come into your apartment, 100% be like, "Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. I got my pants on. Like, this is not what. This is awkward." Instead, now you're at the point where you're just like, "This is my place. I don't give a shit. Like, welcome to my house. This is how I live. This is who I am."
But again, a key caveat here is, Jimmy could have let me know at any point.
Doesn't change that your junk was just exposed to everybody. It doesn't change. You're right. He could have, but still, like.
Well, no. But I would have. But I'll put it this way: if I had gotten that text, I would have been like, "Okay, I'll go put on some pants."
You know, I feel like we shouldn't be like. I don't want to. You know, like if this is going to turn into roommate court, I feel like Jimmy should be here to defend himself. I want to hear the other side.
I'm calling out.
This is like Rashomon right now. I bet we hear a totally different version of this from Jimmy.
I do want to hear what Jimmy's.
We should do roommate court. Next podcast is going to be Jimmy. Oh, roommate court.
Oh my god.
We're going to do. I think there's already a thing. We'll do Freddie and Jimmy.
John Hodgman does like People's Court.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great idea.
Who's going to be the presiding judge?
I don't know.
We'll have you and
somebody who doesn't tolerate that sort of nonsense.
Yeah.
Sort of Tom Bull.
Darnell. Yeah, it's Darnell and Kate. It should be Darnell and Kate.
Yeah.
It should be you and Jimmy.
And then Darnell and Kate.
And it's just nothing but you guys airing out your grievances.
Roommate court.
That's
going to
be after next podcast. Can we say, because next podcast we're having
Right. Next podcast, Logan's coming back.
Well, of course, Black Friday's coming up. Everyone's going to get out and do their holiday shopping. We got a lot of requests.
Let me tell the story.
Hold on. I'm getting there if you just let me fucking speak. People were fans of the like best toys of the year podcast that we did last year.
Yeah.
Logan developed a really rad toy.
You should get Blade
on too. Actually, that's a good idea.
You guys should do a brother podcast with Logan and Blade and Jimmy and Freddie.
Oh,
the Olsen Bros and the Wong Brothers.
Logan would definitely instigate stuff between you and Jimmy.
No, that would be a...
Yeah, we want to
that's a barn burner right there.
We want to get the Olsen Bros to come out and demo their hot new Disney toy.
So this is the Rocket Jump Face Rocker podcast.
This whole podcast is me just pitching ideas for better guests than me.
This is the Rocket Jump Face Rocker podcast where we talk about the podcast of Face Rocker where we're going
to tune into the podcast, subscribe to the podcast channel.
Let me tell you the story here. So I got a call from Logan, which is rare. Logan normally texts me or emails me. So I got a call from him and he's like, "Hey, Freddie, you guys still doing a podcast?" I was like, it's still going. I was like, "Cool. I got a favor to ask of you. So I got this toy that I did. I want to show it off like for Black Friday, like before Black Friday. That'd be cool." I was like, "Logan, anytime you want to come back on." And he's like, "Great." I'm like, "You realize that this is going to be the first time we're allowed to talk about what you do. We've always shrouded your job description
in
mystery." And he's like, "Yeah." It's like, "Now finally people won't think I'm just a hobo." he's really pumped because apparently people still think, like people still like Twitter message him assuming he's just unemployed and is a surf bum somewhere. Because
he'd always just be like, "Yeah, I work, but I can't talk about it." That's all he was saying every podcast.
"Oh, he's a drug dealer."
Logan's not a drug dealer.
How great would it be, by the way, if every single person who goes, "Where's Logan? Bring back Logan" on the podcast was Logan. Like, and it was just him doing like a deep cover false flag troll operation.
That'd be incredible. And he's just been waiting for his time.
Just so he could keep saying, man, I'm busy.
Anyway, so Logan worked on a very cool toy, which is available this holiday season that we're going to play around with and talk about. Cool. So that'll be fun.
Maybe we can say what it is.
I don't actually know what it is.
Playmation.
You don't know what
Playmation?
It is?
Disney
is that
Playmation.
It
Playmotion, I think.
Playmotion.
Playmation.
Playmation.
Disney Playmation. I had it right the first
time. Can we get a ruling on this from somebody?
Playmation.
Do the Iron Man glovey thing.
The Iron Man repulsor arm is the first big thing.
His brother worked on it too.
They're following up that with the Iron Man cod piece.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're going to do the Iron Man cod piece after that. That's going to be Q1.
They're going to do the Freddie Wong MeUndies underwear bulge play set so you two can gross out ladies in your apartment just like internet superstar Freddie Wong.
Was it just a straight black pair of MeUndies?
No, it was like the bright purple pair.
Cool.
Yeah. What is this like a Dollar Shave Club for underpants?
Yeah, well, we already.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I'm gonna buy you a certificate for Meundies.
Oh God,
Matt, it's inappropriate as the boss to buy your employees gifts of underwear. It's
not.
Like completely.
Will, wear this. Put these on when you come to work.
If I
tomorrow.
Like bought him like weird sexy underwear and then presented it in like a box and said, "Hey, Will,
you just talked about how much this stuff showed off Freddie's junk. That's
this
all I'm
for,
gonna say.
This is for me. I'm not gonna see it. I'm not saying if I gave it to Will and said." Let me see how it looks on you. That would be inappropriate. But giving Will opening up his email and saying, hey, $25 gift certificate from your friend Matt.
Hold on, back up.
MeUndies.
That's different, though. You're right. $25 gift certificate to a store is different. But what you described.
No, that's what I was going to do.
Okay. All
right. Thank you, Matt. That's very generous.
Thank you.
Is this like a you get another free pair every time you recommend someone else or something?
No.
Okay.
No,
dude, there's an affiliate program.
I wish.
Just the biggest.
Wait, let's back up for
I
a second.
I just really want you. Wait. I want your junk to feel as comfortable as mine does.
See, now we're across the line. Wait. Now I've made a switch in my head. I've realized something, and that Matt is the salesman of this company. Let's think about this for a second. He's got how many Gaudi Honda cars did he refer?
A lot.
Six or seven.
Six people
he's
have
sold six cars.
Me.
Two cars from Dez alone.
Dez
all right, let's
on
back
his
up.
Way to the fifth free car from Gaudi with his punch card.
Well, let's back up for a second. Nobody was playing Destiny except him and Eli. How many people play Destiny now?
A lot.
Eight, nine
like eight
people? Okay, so that's eight
you're
copies of MeUndies. Destiny. MeUndies. Nobody heard about this. Matt comes in raving about his
Matt's
dick.
Got everyone running around in his underwear now.
Yeah.
What's next, you
just
guy?
Matt selling his old underwear.
Oh. Wait, so
they're
Matt,
so
I have to
comfortable.
Ask. I have to ask, what's next in your scheme of getting
I don't know,
to
whatever
do
just whatever I mean
whatever
I,
he's secretly getting paid for on the side.
Whenever
incredible.
I find something I love, I just want to share the love with my friends.
How incredible. Aww. If some like secret yeah. like some secret marketing firm has contacted Matt and is like, listen, we want you to get all of the
they just
Rocket
leave
Jump
a fat
crew.
Stack of hundreds on his nightstand.
Yeah.
It's like that. Was I telling you? Did you hear about that lady, the controller in that small town in Ohio?
Oh, no. What is this?
This controller in this, I don't know where this came from, but I was just thinking this was me. But this controller in a small town in Ohio, they found out she was stealing $153 million from a town whose entire operating budget is like $10 million over the course of like 25 years.
Wow.
Like, it's insane. Like, anyways, that's it. The end.
It
end of story.
Cool.
Okay. Said
cool.
Matt alluding to his criminal activities.
Yeah,
pretty cool
so,
aside.
You guys find out that just like, yep, every pair of MeUndies you guys are buying.
Just lines his underwear.
His drawing-lined underwear.
People should. Like Bungie, like, you know, if Bungie wants to send me a check, like.
No, they don't.
I know they don't.
You know, most companies make money off of exactly this type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. That we're just giving away for free.
We just keep throwing it all out there for nothing.
Well, Matt, well, real anyways. Quick then, I realize you can't set it up. I was like, if you had started like in lieu of our like ad buys on this podcast, yeah. if you just started pitching stuff and if you use the promo code Matt L Arnold, then we're like, wait, what do you mean Matt L Arnold? How's this gonna work here, Matt? It's like, no, don't worry about it. Like, you know, Uber gives you the referral credits yeah. on stuff.
I should know what our actual sponsors are because then I can start like.
Well, you
no, man, but your heart wouldn't be in it.
Yeah, exactly.
You come
that's
from a
thing.
Pure
mostly
place of joy.
Yeah. Audible and Squarespace.
Cool. Not
it's maybe. Just the problem is the deeper problem is none
there
of the
you
shit that
all
you're
over
into like
are very kind and generous sponsors.
It's like none of the shit that we're actual acolytes of would want to do a Rocket Jump video. Like Lush does not need
yeah.
a Rocket Jump
video.
Oh,
let's talk about Lush.
Because
to be fair, Freddie got me into Lush. Or wait, you got me into Lush.
I got oh, no, you we both separately discovered Lush
yeah.
and then found
oh, that's
out.
Right. We discovered
yeah.
our girlfriends, now wives,
bad boys of
discovered
Burbank, yeah.
yep.
With
the
me,
bathing
you,
bad boys of Burbank.
That's what Max yeah. Geiger over at Weaver dubbed us all. Because
yeah.
it was just four schlubs and tubs.
That's a podcast.
Yeah. Wait, really quick. Real quick. I got an idea for
four bathtubs.
No,
in
no,
here,
I
like
got
Cialis commercials.
I got it. Here's what we do. Okay. All right.
And we
okay.
just talk about
no,
the
no,
Lush.
No,
we
no,
all
no, no. I'm serious. I'm serious.
And
we're dropping bombs at the same time, and we all just commentate
I'm 100%
on how our bombs
serious.
Are feeling.
No, but we don't do it. We don't do it together. We all Skype in with each other and record
the
feed separately. So it's
the
all from
and
the
and we all,
and
so
tubs?
we all hold up the bomb and we say, hey, so what bomb are you guys dropping in this tub today?
Oh
and then we talk
God.
About, well, I'm dropping the Dragon's
yeah.
Egg. I'm looking
doing
forward.
A mix of, yeah, Phoenix Rising and a little
ooh,
bath melt.
Very nice, Will. And then we say, ready?
Melt.
Drop in 3, 2, 1. And we drop. And
then,
it gets quiet. You just hear the bubbling. And then we all go, all right.
Wait,
all
back right. up.
You start
back
discussing
up, back up.
What the scents are.
Sorry, we have 5 minutes left here. But real quick, when do you... You don't drop it in when it's filling up? You drop it in
so
after?
Look,
it depends on...
Yes. At first, I was throwing the bomb.
People
in.
Wanted to hear about Fallout.
At first,
fucking bath bomb.
At first, I would be filling the tub and throw the bomb in there because I was like, I just want to get in once the bomb's done. But I was like, wait, I'm missing half the show.
Yeah.
Like, now I get in the tub and
you
then
need
I
to
drop
set
the
up.
Bomb.
It's a bubble bar. You put the bubble bar under the running water. And then
because then you need the bubbles.
Because they need the running water to agitate it to get the bubbles
Have
to
we
activate.
Talked about this on the podcast before?
We've talked about Lush before.
Well, you know what I do
don't know
for
if
that?
Anyone knows what a bath bomb is.
What I do for that specifically is I have a thing where
they've got Google.
Sure. A bath bomb is a thing you throw
you
into the
stop
bath.
Stop listening to this podcast and go Google
a
it.
A bath bomb is
about.
A wonderful fizzy little thing that you drop in your tub and it fizzes out and makes it smell
it's
like
a
heaven.
Big,
and
it's a big ball of scents and soaps and salts and aroma.
Fizz the shit out of your tub and make it all sorts of wonderful colors.
If you like taking baths, this makes your bath 20 times better.
Yeah. If you don't like taking baths, you will like taking baths.
Yeah. And so the thing is with this with the bath bomb is, they're $4 each.
They're expensive.
They're expensive.
Hey, it's a cup of coffee.
It's a cup of coffee. For your body. For your junk.
Hey, man.
It's a cup of coffee for your body. Bath.
You got to just pamper yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not saying, you don't do a bath bomb every day. That'd be expensive. But
yeah,
like,
that'd be Caligula.
Freddie's
style.
Like, wait, but
wait,
no,
sorry,
I do
what?
That.
And end of a long week, drop in a little lavender butter.
Freddie, when's the last time you've taken an actual shower?
Oh,
there's your answer.
You have been taking baths though, right?
Yeah. It's been like months.
Right. No, but that's
been
the
like
point
months.
Is that you only bathe.
Oh yeah.
Is it like an everyday bath?
Oh, absolutely.
You make time for a bath.
You ever get that morning bath in? I've done.
I do.
The morning bath is the height of decadence.
You know what's really funny? Will pointed this out the other day, and now I can't stop looking at it. When I look at you, Freddie, I see little glitters in your eyebrows.
Freddie does have glitter.
I thought I was like, oh.
Well, so Jimmy got me something really nice, which was he went when he was in the UK on his European tour. He stopped by a Lush.
Jimmy got really nice, and he just got angry.
Well, he stopped by a Lush in London, and he went to the proprietress and said, excuse me, what do you have that's only available in London, like only available in Europe? And he smuggled back like six like UK-only bath bombs, one of which was a glittery, golden glittery one.
Yeah.
Which,
Freddy was
that was,
the
I want to be clear.
Harry
Potter's. Yeah, it was the snitch. They called it, it was the snitch. But to be clear, that bath was like weeks ago. That thing still has glitter residue. I need to just clean out my tub harder. It's like, it's really difficult. It's really glittery.
Yeah. I highly, and not only that, just to say,
Your bathtub ring must look like a Timothy Leary acid trip. Like regular Lush trip.
You guys also back me up on this. Lush, like, especially the people who work there, like the ladies of Lush make the experience of purchasing
the
bath bombs almost as pleasurable as the bath bombs themselves. Like, it is a delightful store to go into.
It is. I do love that store.
Hey, by the way, can somebody please cut, if somebody wants to be like, yo, what happened to Freddie Wong? Can somebody please cut a video of Freddie being like, screw you, viral marketers, and then cut to him talking about bath bombs. Because this is what happened in, like, 4 years. It's funny, he's gone
really
to rockstar YouTuber to slutty old man wearing underwear who doesn't care when people come into his apartment and bathing in bath bombs all over.
Well,
I'm not ashamed.
I know, no shame.
Did we want to talk about
life.
5 seconds on Fallout 4? It's great.
I haven't played it yet.
So I played a little bit. It's difficult. I will say it's difficult to play a shooter post-Destiny. Because Destiny's so tight as far as like the shooting mechanics. So I started on my PC, I started with the Xbox controller, I was like, this feels laggy and weird. So I switched to just keyboard and mouse, which is better.
You gotta do that VATS, bro.
I know. But I switched to keyboard and mouse. I played through it. We have an inter-office thing going on, which is how far can you get without dying first. I haven't died yet. I did, however, zone out. My character, Cheese McDingus, did zone out looking at a computer screen in the wasteland for 20 minutes, so I don't think I died, but I definitely like went into a coma because it was this thing where it's like I pushed the computer screen and I was just like, and then the camera would just slow. I was like, what is happening?
You just let it ride,
and I was just pushing, nothing happened. I was just like, all right, I guess I gotta restart my computer. Like it was a full like bug, so super buggy. It's all right. I don't know. Here's the thing. And by the way, real quick, I put this on Twitter, and man, the apologists for Fallout came out in full force. Because I was like,
The apologists.
I was like, is the inventory management really this bad? Because the way it works is like armor. It's like, it's not clear like where a piece of armor goes. You kind of have to read the description, be like, okay, I guess that's on my legs, and then I have to compare it to other things. And it's just a list. It's just like you can't sort it. It's just a list of stuff you have that you can wear, and it's not quite clear like where it goes where. So I'm just like, I get it. I can sit here for like, you know, 20 seconds and like kind of like think about it. But I'm like, it seems so mundane, and there's just all this stuff where I was just like not feeling that at all. And I was like, guys, the inventory management is awful. And then everybody on Twitter was just like, what are you talking about? This game is great. Like this, no, not everybody. But like this game, what are you talking about?
Everyone trending topic.
Everybody stopped talking about Syria for a moment and said, wait a second, everybody. Did you hear what
Freddy just deigned to insult the inventory management system in Fallout?
Okay. Fallout, Battlefront.
Battlefront.
What else?
I've been playing that with my brother a little bit.
I'm going out Black Friday. I'm going to get that bundle. Well, that PS4 bundle. Which game do I pick up? Am I getting Destiny? Do I get Battlefront?
You should get on Destiny.
Don't get Destiny. Don't do it.
You should get on Destiny with
Pitch
us.
Me. Sell me a game. What am I buying on Black Friday?
It's not whether or not I want to play Destiny. The real question is, do you want to hang out with your friends
forever
after work? And if the answer is yes, then pick up Destiny. If not, then don't pick up Destiny.
Then don't pick up Destiny. Yeah. I couldn't play Destiny on my own.
Yeah.
I have to.
Destiny actually is a game.
It's pretty
I
much
will say,
hanging out with your friends.
Yeah, Destiny is a game that is markedly improved by the hanging out with your friends component.
Mm-hmm. We're not even playing the same thing at the same time oftentimes. We're just all in the party just chatting and doing different things on Destiny.
Okay. Sounds nice.
Yeah, the game I'm looking forward to is it's a good one.
That Matt just mentioned the show that he is not supposed to talk about. That is the fifth
the
bleep.
The podcast?
I guess it is. Before you ruin Benji's life.
Before Benji comes in and strangles Matt.
What's your favorite bit about Fallout, Will?
You know, the stuff I love about it. It's great.
Nice.
I really like the Fallout.
You guys aren't playing COD Blops?
Blops is great. I'm gonna go Matt style to bat for the single player campaign.
Did you beat it?
The campaign in COD Blops 3 is.
Really?
Loved it.
Wait,
it's gonzo. It's insane. It's crazy cyberpunk nonsense.
I'm a sucker for those shitty
I want the series I want it to be like Game of the Year. Right. And then quotes, the campaign of Blob Blob 3 is mwah.
I had this revelation the other day that, and I would put Fallout in this category, I'd put Witcher in this category, I'd put COD Blops in this category. Some of the best fucking genre writing anywhere is happening in video games right now.
Yeah.
Like, if a movie came out with the plot of Black Ops 3 or of Fallout, like, it would be insane. And these are not, this is not like one-off experimental shit. These are like AAA, these are the Avatars and Transformers of their industry, these games. And their stories are mind-blowing and original and groundbreaking. Maybe they don't always stick the landing, but they are at least inventive and creative and weird. Yeah. And I find something so exciting and so refreshing
about that. So you're saying, because my experience with the first two COD Blops were kind of just like, eh.
Story this wise. One goes crazy.
Yeah, I saw some screenshots.
It's
like
bananas.
I was like, whoa. There's like a Majora's Mask level tree floating in space.
Yeah. This is going bananas.
Yeah, it's like it goes like, it's like off Neuromancer meets Inception meets Aliens at the end. It's great.
You literally sold me on a game that I had nothing, I wanted nothing to do with. Yeah. Now I'm getting it.
Yeah, okay. Well, right. I'll pick it up. When you hate it, you know who to barge into's office and berate for it. So,
well, unfortunately, we don't have time to play any of these games. We got to go get back to work. So,
all right.
Hulu Show, December 2nd. And
you guys are on the internets. Will, are you on the internets? Tell the folks listening at home where to find you on the internets.
Tell me your personal Will's email address.
Will B. Campos on Twitter.
Okay, Will's got a very private Twitter, so that's all right. I'm at Des.
What's your home phone number?
At Matt L. Arnold.
At F. Wong.
There you go.
All right, everybody. Thanks again. Benji, podcast producer. Darnell here. I'm operating the second camera. We'll be seeing you real soon. Join us next week as Logan comes in and we talk about the toy he's been working on. Find out once and for all what he actually does for a living. Thanks, everybody. Him.